Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Oh, Wild West.
And we love hearing about the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Now, if you want to get more information, and I strongly suggest that you always go try to find out more about the sources that we use on the show, but also, especially our regulars, learn a little bit more about what their methodology is so that you're really comfortable when they're talking about something, go to ETFtrends.com. Tom, of course, editor of ETF Trends, the president of Global Trend Asset Management. If you want more information on Twitter, well, he is at Tom Lydon, or the firm is at ETF Trends. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Wisdom Tree Emerging Markets Small Cap Dividend Fund, ticker DGS.
Ticker symbol DGS for the Wisdom Tree Emerging Markets Small Cap Dividend Fund. So this is a couple of different pieces to this puzzle. Emerging markets, small cap, dividends. Why now?
Well, here's another example of ETFs getting thinner and thinner as far as slices of the pie. Emerging markets, small cap, dividend, pretty specific. But how do all these factors line up and why now is the key point. So number one, emerging markets and developed markets are starting to feel a little bit more comfortable. Investor satisfaction, investor confidence is coming back. It looks like, yeah, there's problems still over in Europe. But when you go down to it and you look at the pure valuation of emerging market equities, they're trading a little over 12 times trailing earnings, which is a 30% discount compared to developed markets. So emerging markets compared to developed markets right now, relatively cheap. And also from a fundamental standpoint, developed market countries, their gross government debt is only around 34% of GDP compared to developed markets, which is over 100%. So you're getting them cheaper, and the balance sheets in emerging markets actually look that much better. And then finally, I think the big third point is small cap companies in times of economic recovery tend to react quicker. They're smaller. They're more nimble. They can ramp up a little more quicker, take advantage of that situation. And I think if you have a feeling that the next 3 to 5 years are going to be better rather than worse in emerging markets, this is something to consider.
There are parts of the market where if you looked at an industry or you looked at something, we would find that small caps have been what's been holding the market down. And in fact, I think for some folks, small caps and emerging markets are a bit sort of mutually exclusive. They're willing to take the chance on emerging markets. They understand that they need to go there for diversification and maybe a little giddy up in their portfolio. But small cap and emerging markets scares them more because now you're really talking about dealing with names that you don't recognize, you're never going to recognize.
Well, you're right. And emerging markets used to scare people and still do scare people, but they really shouldn't because they really have matured, number one. And you're also right to the fact that really over the past few years in this market recovery, large caps have outperformed small caps as people have put money in equities, have put it in the biggest deemed kind of safest equities. But if you look at recently, if you look at the last 3 to 6 months, pretty much across the board, mid and small cap stocks, both domestically and internationally, have outperformed large cap. So is the trend starting to change? That's the big question.
If somebody wants to get in on this trend, how much of a portfolio are you willing to commit here, and what kind of time frame are you looking at?
Most people, I would say, in the equity portion of their portfolio should have as much as 20% in emerging markets. Of that 20%, take one-third and put it into small cap dividend emerging market ETF. And this is, I have to say, a 3 to 5 year hold. There are going to be some ups and downs along the way. They may not necessarily be as volatile as a typical emerging market index because it is dividend weighted, and that dividend yield on top of everything else that you're getting right now is 3.85%. Not bad if you're buying and holding over an extended period of time.
What would make you change your opinion? If this is the ETF of the week, what's the time where you go, this is the ETF I don't want to hold anymore?
You know we're big proponents of long-term trend lines. This is right now about 8% above its 200-day average. I always like the 200-day average as a sell point. So if things start to get rocky, especially if they get rocky overseas, use the 200-day average as an exit strategy.
If you're looking at this, and we've talked about it from the standpoint of 200-day moving average, what about headline risk? Because I think for a lot of investors, emerging markets wind up being that what they're going to do is not the 200-day moving average, but the, I just heard bad news about, I don't know, Cyprus or something along those lines that I consider an emerging market.
And there has been bad news recently. The two biggest countries that are represented in this ETF, Taiwan and Thailand, both had some negative news in the last couple of weeks, where those areas were actually, as we speak, down about 5%. So if you look at what's gone on in emerging market countries in the last couple of weeks compared to kind of a flat U.S. market, it might be one of those buying opportunities. So be aware that some countries actually have greater exposure. So as always, we need to look under the hood.
And when you look under the hood, you can then make the decision if you want to take the chance to go with the WisdomTree Emerging Markets Small Cap Dividend Fund. It's an ETF under the ticker symbol DGS, and Tom Lydon thinks you should take that chance. That's why he just made it the ETF of the week. Tom, of course, the editor of ETF Trends, the president of Global Trend Asset Management. And if you want more information, it's ETFTrends.com, at ETFTrends on Twitter, or follow Tom directly where he's at Tom Lydon. Tom, it is always a pleasure to chat with you. I look forward to doing it again next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
There is much more to go on today's show. Up next, it's the big interview when Money Life continues.